News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration is pushing ahead with an effort to address the rise in autism cases. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump says the Food and Drug Administration will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen,
commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
And he's not holding back on advice.
I think you shouldn't take it. And you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy. They may tell you that toward the end of the pregnancy, you shouldn't take it during the entire.
But the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has long recommended acetaminophen as a safe option during pregnancy.
There's really nothing new that is coming out as of this new announcement.
Dr. Stephen Fleischman suggests isolating on Tylenol is misguided.
There are so many reasons people take acetaminophen in pregnancy. So is it the acetaminophen, or was it the fact that the patient developed a fever from something else?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is expected to address the UN General Assembly this morning. In an AP interview, International Crisis Group UN Director Richard Goen says President Trump seems to like his General Assembly appearances.
He always likes to get the attention and get the applause from other leaders. And I actually think that Trump will be coming to New York not to berate the UN, but instead to talk about his own domestic policy successes and foreign policy successes.
Federal Reserve Governor Steven Marin says the Fed should sharply lower its key interest rate.
It should be clear that my view of appropriate monetary policy diverges from those of other FOMC members. I view policy as very restrictive, believe it poses material risks to the Fed's employment mandate.
Pro-democracy Egyptian British activist Ala Abda El Fattah was pardoned and released after nearly 12 years in prison. This is AP News. ABC says Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show will return tonight. AP's Ed Donahue.
Kimmel was suspended last week after saying this about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Kimmel supporters stood by him, like fellow host Stephen Colbert.
That is blatant censorship.
ABC says we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show. President Trump called the suspension great news for America.
You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his rating.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr denies he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses because of what Kimmel said. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.